Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Greetings and salutations. I'm just doing a quick briefing here, seeing if this goes through. We're going to try it. This is the test run. This is only the test. 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 Greetings and salutations, Chair Shot family. Tis I. It's your man, 50 Grand, Mr. Velvet Pipes himself, Christopher Platt, checking in live and in living color, if you will. On the scene in New Orleans. Of course, I'm joined by the valet herself, Ms. Amber. Ms. Amber, what it do? How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm ready to get out there.
Yes? So, Amber, why don't you tell the good people what you're most looking forward to during this Mania weekend?
Well, for right now, I'm looking forward to Wale Mania, and then I'm just taking it day by day.
Taking it day by day, that's really all we could really do because we flew here on Spirit. I mean, it was 50-50 that we was going to make it to this Mellon Pharma. I had already recorded my last will and testament. I mean, there was duct tape on the propellers and shit. So, yeah, but we made it nonetheless. My initial thoughts about New Orleans when we first got here was, damn, do y'all ever clean this place up? I've seen dumpsters with more sanitation. But anywho, and our room smells like old bus seats. It's a really nice room, but I don't really understand where that's coming from. So we're going to have to Febreze this thing down or something. We've got a really nice view of some old ass buildings and another hotel. And I guarantee that some drunk melon farmer has fallen out of this window the way it's situated. Like, it's a little discombobulating. But so far, so good. We're here and we're ready to kick it. It's 50-50. I can either walk out my door and fall off into an orgy or a robbery. I guess it just kind of all depends on my timing and luck. So, but we're going to be checking in throughout the weekend here in Mania as we have made our descent upon the Den of Iniquity, also known as New Orleans. So you make sure you guys tune in to thechairshot.com, man. You're going to keep up with the Platt Files or Platitudes or whatever the hell they want to call it this week. Either way, I'm going to be checking in, documenting my entire weekend down here at New Orleans, WrestleMania, hashtag let's get weird, baby. And always use your head. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. This is your man, Mr. Velvet Pipes, Christopher Clark, checking in from Bourbon Street in New Orleans. And I'm here with my new friend. New friend, what is your name, sir?
Adam.
Adam?
Yeah.
Adam, how you doing, man? Where you from, brother?
London.
All right, UK. And the UK, London, ladies and gentlemen. So what are you most looking forward to this WrestleMania weekend?
You know what? America the Beautiful is going to be epic, man. I can't wait for that.
Nice, nice.
You know, because I've watched every WrestleMania, and whenever they do that, I get really, you know, I'm very patriotic when it comes to that.
So is this your first Mania?
Yeah.
Nice. So you get patriotic?
Yeah, very, yeah.
So you like have like teeny crumpets with the Queen and all that good shit?
No. America patriotic. English is different.
How do you get American patriotic, bro?
Yeah, man, I love America. That's
really?
Here.
All right, fair enough, man. So can I get a couple bars of the Star Spangled Banner?
Sorry, what?
Can I get a couple bars of the Star Spangled Banner?
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
You heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get a couple bars of God Bless the Queen?
God save the great queen.
Fair enough. So how long you in town, man?
Till Monday.
Okay, so you're not going to Raw?
Nah.
Okay. Nice. So what other events are you doing this weekend, man, other than WrestleMania, obviously?
Probably the convention tomorrow and a couple of other things, if I can, you know, a couple of parties and stuff.
Nice.
Chilling out, you know?
Nice. So before I let you go, brother, let me hear you say one more thing, man.
Yeah.
Say your name and then say you're listening to Chairshot Radio Network on thechairshot.com. Always use your head. Can you do that?
That's a lot to take in.
Okay, so how about you just say your name and say, and I'm rolling with thechairshot.com, always use your head. Can you do that?
Okay, I'm Adam and I'm rolling with thechairshot. Chat, always use your head.
Fair enough, close enough. Y'all heard it. Y'all heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to my new friend from across the pond. Cheerio. And I'll check back in with you guys later. Greetings and salutations, Chair Shot family. It's your man, Christopher Platt, again, just checking in live on the scene in New Orleans. So we just got back from Bourbon Street. Ran into your man, Big Game James Ellsworth. I heard reports that he was being a dick to people. He was cool with me, man. We dapped it up. We chopped it up for a little bit. I was going to try to get him live and direct on here, but y'all know how it goes. Situations and circumstances didn't work out. Also ran into one of the, I don't know the proper term. I don't know if it's founders or promoters or whatever of Comic-Con. He promised me an exclusive with the one and only Brett the Hitman Hart. Turned out he was rubbernecking and shoe shirning. If you don't know what that means, he was bullshitting a little bit, but whatever, whatever. We'll see what happens. Apparently, the Hitman is a fan of the stickiest of the icky. So stay tuned for that. I'm not going to promise anything, but I'm going to do my damnedest to try to get a exclusive with the Hitman. Best there is, best there was, best there ever will be. Currently, right now, the valet, she's in the shower. We're getting ready for Wale Mania. We're about to get out there and make it do what it do. Another funny story before I let you guys get out of here. So we were at a bar down on Bourbon Street. The shot girl came along. And let's just say she gave me a shot out of a test tube in a very suggestive, a very sexually suggestive way. And fellas, y'all know what it is, man. Anybody out there that has a significant other, you know how that is. So I'm side-eyeing the whole time because I know how that's going to go. But then she did the exact same thing with my lady, and it made my lady a little uncomfortable. But at the same time, I thought it was extremely hot. So I had that going on, which is nice. Anywho, we're getting ready to get up out of here and go see what Wale Mania is talking about, man. I'll check in with you guys again here shortly. Again, just follow me along on thechairshot.com. Always use your head. I'm Christopher Platt, checking in, reporting. And until next time, folks, shalom. Reunited and it feels so good. Reunited because it's understood. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. It's your man live on the scene reporting from the Den of Iniquity, also known as New Orleans, for WrestleMania weekend. And ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor, privilege, and pleasure of being reunited with my brothers in booze. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Mr. Big John Brott.
Woo! WrestleMania!
I got my main man, Bray Opie.
What's up, people? How we doing?
And last but certainly not least, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and show your love for the one, the only, Danny Hardcore Hudman.
I'm hungover as fuck.
I think that applies to everybody in this room right now.
Yeah. But so, we ain't holding us back, baby. We're just drinking and thinking.
So, how have you guys enjoyed your WrestleMania experience thus far?
I lost my phone. Let me see. What else? Lost about $500. Other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
And in hardcore's world, that's also known as Tuesday. Okay.
Just another Tuesday.
So you guys can't see this right now, but I'm going to describe Opie to you right now. He literally looks like Bray Wyatt. He's got this straw WrestleMania hat on. He's got a glorious beard, by the way. I do have to commend him for that. You know, as a fellow beardsman, that's quality beardage. I appreciate quality beardage. But he literally looks like Bray Wyatt. Only thing he's missing is one of them Hawaiian shirts he wears.
And about 150
Wait
pounds.
Wait till later.
About 150 pounds more. Maybe I'll hit the weight room and join the Wyatts.
Did you say quality beardage?
Yes, I did. Yes. Yes, I have
my moments. Is that what you're calling it, what you got going on right now? It's quality beardage?
I believe it's quality beardage, motherfucker. Okay, you know, you and your 5 o'clock shadow beard. Come on, man. 5 o'clock
shadow. It took me 3 months to grow this.
Your beard looks like a woman who hasn't shaved her legs in a week, man.
I'm frightened sure. I was down there. Mm.
John is an Amish lady. Is it?
Come over here. Let me churn your body.
You ain't churning enough of the mind, bud.
So what's on the doggy for today, gentlemen?
Kevin Nash VIP party.
Woo! Okay, talk a little bit about that.
It's the best time every year. So this one looks like it's going to be off the chain, too. Nice little... Bourbon Cowboy, it's called?
Bourbon Cowboy.
Yeah, huh. Sounds like it could be a good time.
Sounds like a gay porno, doesn't it?
I was kind of wondering the same thing.
Yeah.
They got a mechanical bull, so you know he's riding that backwards.
With no drawers on.
You feel at me. Make sure you oil up that saddle.
Oh, I'm playing the day by ear. I don't know if I'm going to go to Nash's. I might run with you guys or...
Fair enough.
Rob, a couple other of our buddies that we met through the years.
So... Are we or are we not meeting Bret the Hitman Hart?
We met him last night, 1 a.m.
Did you?
Yeah, in that lobby.
We didn't meet him, man. We walked by him.
Yeah. That's Well, I don't remember Christopher.
Clearly, it was him and Tully Blanchard was over there too, lurking.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I love that.
Tully. Ooh, his daughter, Tessa, is something else.
In more ways than one, that's true. Because I hear she's also a firecracker.
She is a fine leg of lamb, I tell you what. I saw her on the elevator. And she smelled great. Her hair smelled good. There was like 19 of us on the elevator.
There was.
And she was right in front of me.
She even said, at least I smelled good.
Yeah, at least I smelled good. And then Jake the Snake was in there too. And he's like, it was packed elevator. And he's like, man, my tummy hurts. Oh, I'm going to let some out.
Shout out to Jake the Snake, friend of Chair Shot Radio.
Yeah.
Woo!
All right, so gentlemen, any parting words for the people? I'm sure we'll do this again, but yeah.
Yeah.
Another day, another dollar. Here we go. Holla, holla.
Next time I'll have a little more pepper in my step.
Fair enough. So again, man, we're just checking in, man. Make sure you tune in to thechairshot.com to get all these latest and greatest updates as we dine in the den of iniquity, also known as New Orleans. I'm Christopher Platt checking in. Until next time, shalom.
Chair Shot, baby.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. It's your man, live on the scene, the your correspondent here in New Orleans, WrestleMania, baby. And I'm with the man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Coco Beware.
What's happening, brother?
I'm good. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing fine, man. Doing great. Having a great time right here in New Orleans. Nice weather. All the wrestling fans are here. They're getting ready for this big Uganda WrestleMania coming Sunday. Man, I'm all just tickle pink inside to see all my great fans, man. I'm having a blast. The Birdman is, oh, man, he just moving and grooving, man.
Yeah. Nice. Moving and grooving and keeping it moving like an escalator, right?
That, exactly, brother. Wow. So where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Cleveland.
Cleveland, Ohio?
Yes, sir.
Man, a snowbird.
Yes. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir.
Well, man, I know how it is because I used to have an uncle lived in Cleveland, Ohio. And
oh, yeah?
I used to go there and stuff. Man, y'all get some big snow there.
Yeah, man. Ooh, yeah.
Lord. Well, keep all that snow up there. I'm from Tennessee.
Nice, yeah.
Right.
And we see the sun like 3 times a year.
Well, I can tell. Yo. Yeah.
Thank you, Coco, man. I appreciate it, brother.
It's a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Pleasure's all mine, brother. Thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you, bro.
Have a good one.
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Again, it is your man, Christopher Platt, reporting live on location at WrestleMania 34 in the Den of Iniquity, also known as New Orleans. And I am here with my new friend. Friend, tell everybody who you are and where you're from.
Christopher John Leckie, I'm from Scotland, United Kingdom.
So this man came all the way from Scotland to be here in New Orleans for WrestleMania 34. How are you enjoying yourself so far, man?
I love New Orleans. It's a place I've never seen before. I love it. It's taking me speechless. It's absolutely brilliant. I love it.
Nice. So I'm assuming you're a Finn Balor fan. Am I wrong in that assessment?
I love Finn Balor.
Nice, nice.
Finn Balor.
How you feel about Sheamus? That means he doesn't like Sheamus, so fair enough. We'll keep it moving like an escalator. What most are you looking forward to, man, this entire weekend?
Main event, WrestleMania, and NXT tomorrow.
Nice. What match are you looking forward to at NXT?
I'm not too sure yet.
No?
Nah. All of them.
Yeah, it's a cool-ass card, man. It really is.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to... I'm going to Raw as well. Raw.
Yeah? Oh, so you're going to be here for Raw as well. Okay. Are you doing SmackDown also or no?
No, I'm not going to be there for SmackDown, but I'm going to be there for Raw.
Nice, nice.
I'm waiting for AJ Styles to verse... What's his name?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes, sir.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Nice, nice.
I've got a t-shirt.
What t-shirt?
AJ Styles.
Nice. Because they don't want none.
Yeah?
They really don't want none, right? I know they're scared because they don't really want none, right?
Thanks for that.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you, man. And you have a great evening, man.
You too. Thanks for that.
Appreciate it, man.
Honestly,
appreciate you, man.
Have a good day, man.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Again, that is my report on the street. I'm Christopher Platt. I will tune in to you next time, man. And until next time, stay tuned. So as you can hear, it's a party, and I'm following it. Yeah, yeah, noise, we get it, get the beat, yeah, pop, 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 pop. It's a dude on another guy's shoulders. Bop it up, bop, 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 bop. Bop, bop. Bop, bop. Oh, that's it for Popeyes. Yeah. Woo. Oh, that's it for Popeyes. Off guy's shoulders and crank his head. Real son, real dog, real boy. Bop, bop, bop. And he keep it moving like an escalator. Bop, 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 bop. 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 This your man, Vinny Grant, Christopher Platt, checking in. Correspondent, live on the scene from New Orleans, WrestleMania weekend. I'll holler. Bop, 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 bop. Bop, bop, bop. Bop, bop, bop. Bop, bop, bop.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.